You know, in the past, surgeons have prescribed tamoxifen. What about aromatase inhibitors in Canada in particular? Do surgeons prescribe them? Do you think they should be prescribing them?
Well, I think that these drugs are safe and effective drugs, and if you know just a few precautions about them, then there's no reason that any physician shouldn't be able to care for their breast cancer patient with an aromatase inhibitor. So in our practice, yes, in Canada, there are some surgeons who are monitoring the switch from tamoxifen or even starting the aromatase inhibitors. The things to be aware of are, first of all, the woman has to be postmenopausal. And that must mean that you're absolutely certain that their estrogen activity is not going to somehow come back. So that means if they've had an oophorectomy, you're safe. If they're 60, you're safe. But if they're, let's say, 52 and they tell you they haven't had a period for a while, you need to actually check biochemically to make sure that their LH and FSH are up and their estradiol is low. So that's the first issue. Then you have to address the fact that some of these women will get chemotherapy before they're going to be on an aromatase inhibitor. And so if they're in that borderline age of maybe 45 to 50 and you give chemotherapy and they're not having menstrual periods, just because they're castrate that day doesn't mean 2 or 3 months down the road their ovaries aren't going to recover from the chemotherapy and start producing estrogen. And if you give an aromatase inhibitor to a woman whose ovaries are actually producing estrogen, they're ineffective. There's no reason to think they would help.
Why is that?
Well, basically, the ovarian production of estrogen would far outstrip what's produced in the adrenal glands and the fat and the peripheral tissues that are normally inhibited by aromatase. And essentially, your drug will be an expensive placebo. And it's actually worse than that. There are cases of people who have inadvertently been put on aromatase inhibitors and are premenopausal, and it causes hyperstimulation of the ovaries. So the ovaries get cysts, and there's even a case report where the cysts have ruptured, the woman has had peritonitis. So basically, you need to know that the ovaries are either gone or shut off for good before you use these. The second point is, if you know they're postmenopausal, you need to know that the tumor that the woman actually had is estrogen receptor or progesterone receptor positive. If that's the case, then, you know, an aromatase inhibitor is probably a very reasonable thing. We've just done a study called the SABRE study that shows that even if women have thin bones, osteopenia, that giving them an aromatase inhibitor plus an oral bisphosphonate is enough to maintain their bone strength. So you can safely give them even if they're osteopenic. If they're formerly osteoporotic, we didn't feel it was ethical to keep these women in a randomized fashion, but by giving them a bisphosphonate as well, we managed to maintain their bone density, although we don't have a comparator arm with that group.